Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ivan Raiklin's going to be joining us. He's part of the great Patriot Group, General Flynn, now advising the president again, getting the new Secretary of Defense in. He's also a constitutional lawyer, not just a former Green Beret and a patriot. He's going to be joining us to lay out the real blueprint of victory and what's really happening, big picture, in the attempted coup against our republic coming up. But America's hard to kill. As von Bismarck said, God loves children, drunks, the United States of America. Here's Greg Reese's report, and we'll be back.
Hindsight is 20/20, and the enemy is very cunning. But now that they have launched their coup against President Donald J. Trump, we can see their battle plans. He got 4 years in the White House, and they weren't going to give him a second term. Plans for 2020 began immediately following the 2016 election. 9 days before Trump's inauguration, Fauci says there is no doubt that President Trump will be confronted with a surprise infectious disease. 2 days after the president's inauguration, Bill Gates spoke at Davos and warned of a coming deadly pandemic. An illegal surveillance operation was already launched before the election, and the president was then subjected to 4 years of nonstop, baseless attacks and defamation, keeping Trump on the constant defense and the American people distracted while the deep state establishment prepared for the 2020 election. The COVID hoax was in the works years before the election of Donald Trump, but they started fast-tracking it. In 2017, Dr. Fauci began the controversial program of manipulating a virus to become more infectious to humans. This is known as gain-of-function research. In 2018, several CIA agents are elected into public office, claiming their new mission is to foil Trump. In 2019, Fauci committed $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab in China for gain-of-function work on bat coronaviruses. In 2019, Dominion voting machines, funded by the Clinton Foundation, expanded their 1,600 jurisdictions into the state of Georgia. In October of 2019, the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins sponsored Event 201, a tabletop exercise that simulated millions dying from a strain of coronavirus. 2 months later, China reports an outbreak of pneumonia in Wuhan. March 13, 2020, the U.S. shuts down for COVID. Thousands of people lose their jobs overnight. We are told that masks don't work, and yet we are told that we must wear them. On March 16th, the Brennan Center for Justice releases How to Protect the 2020 Vote from the Coronavirus and suggests mail-in ballots, among other changes to the election. The media tries to blame Trump. Fear is injected into the brainwashed masses over an alleged virus less deadly than the common cold. On May 25th, Soros-funded violent protests erupt throughout the country. For the rest of the summer, cities burn, businesses are looted, and people are murdered in the streets. The entire platform of the Democrat Party becomes, if you want the chaos to end, vote for Joe Biden. In September of 2020, the Mockingbird media began reporting that Trump will refuse to leave the White House when he is beaten in November. On election night, just as the president begins to surge in critical states, the election is inexplicably halted. Thousands of mail-in ballots appear in the middle of the night, all for Joe Biden. While completely ignoring massive evidence of voter fraud, the mainstream media prematurely calls victory for Joe Biden. And now, agents of the deep state are decloaking themselves, calling for the president to concede and give full power back to the crooked establishment. If the president concedes, the Trump family will be forever destroyed, and America will fall into chaos. The only route to victory is to win the election in the courts and go on a massive offensive against the deep state establishment and the Mockingbird media. Those attempting to overthrow the United States need to be executed. The battle is just beginning. God bless America. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center. Obama, Hillary, all these globalist scum that sold out America, that parlayed our wealth to China. They're trying to remove our elected president. They've been caught red-handed. Clearly, North Carolina, Alaska are being called for Trump. Now suddenly CNN's changed the whole map, showing hundreds of the electoral votes in play. But we're told it's all sewn up. I mean, Joe had 270. It's all over. Let's put that CNN back on screen. Well, Ivan Raiklin is a former Green Beret, constitutional lawyer, is the general counsel of a lot of great online organizations like DuckDuckGo and Yippee.com. He's on Twitter at Raiklin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N, one of the few people I guess still on there. Everybody else has been taken down. And he's here with us. He works with General Flynn. And we're seeing major removals of the CIA director, of the Defense Department head, director, the Defense Department. Major things are happening and are afoot, and so America's fighting back. But the corporate media bought and paid for by the globalists is announcing that it's President-elect Biden. Well, I could announce that I'm President-elect Biden, or I'm President-elect Alex Jones, like I did it last hour as a joke. Hell, Newsweek announced her President-elect last year, the day after the election. Talk about getting caught with your pants down, jumping the gun there a little bit. So if the mainstream media announces it, though, it must be. They are really, really desperate. And I want to get into an amazing map he's put together as a lawyer, and I've checked this with a lot of other experts. They say it's amazing. That has Trump winning by more than he won last time, but he's got to get the right lawyers involved. He's got to do the right moves, or they could steal it. That's why they're harassing any of the law firms representing even the Republican Party of Pennsylvania and just trying to, quote, count every vote. So next segment, we'll get into all of this with Ivan, and he'll have the floor for much of the hour, going through the actual nuts and bolts so others can see this, understand this, and get a real path to victory. But I wanted to play, speaking of somebody who thinks they're a dictator, part of this plutocracy or this oligarchy of bureaucrats that just, you know, presidents come and go, Congress people come and go, but they stay. Here's Brennan, who voted communist twice, a Wahhabist, the spy on the president illegally, tried to overthrow the last election as well. Here he is saying a palace coup is needed against Trump because he's so dangerous. Well, yeah, because he's dangerous, because he's a defender of the republic against enemies like you. Here it is.
Well, if Vice President Pence and the cabinet had an ounce of fortitude and spine and patriotism, I think they would seriously consider invoking the 25th Amendment and, you know, pushing Donald Trump out, because he is just very unpredictable now. He's like a cornered cat, tiger, and he is going to lash out And the fact that, again, that he has the powers of the presidency in his hands is quite worrisome. Now, we know that the Attorney General Barr has done Donald Trump's bidding in the past. Will he continue to do that vis-a-vis this election? I don't know. But I do think it's something that the members of Congress, the leadership of the Republican Party, really needs to send clear signals to Donald Trump that if he goes, continues to go along this path, they are going to put up roadblocks.
What do you make of the Attorney General saying that his investigators before the Electoral College will look at substantial allegations of voting irregularities? As you and I both know, irregularities is not a legal standard or any kind of criminal rubric. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think it's an unprecedented move. And again, since William Barr has shown that he is willing to be Donald Trump's personal defense lawyer as opposed to the Attorney General of the United States, I am concerned that he's going to be looking at this in a very one-sided manner. And so I think this is something that hopefully the state attorney generals and others are going to stand fast, and also the Department of Justice professionals are going to carry out their duties irrespective of whatever type of political winds they feel are blowing their way.
Mm. John Brennan, thank you very much for your perspective. Appreciate it. Love to have you back when we see what happens next.
That is one of the main enemies of this country is John Brennan. He literally doesn't believe we should exist. Here's what Pompeo had to say yesterday briefly about we're going to have a smooth transition to Trump. And again, you can show the CNN screen. They suddenly flip back to Tuesday. I mean, whoa, big stuff's going down, man. Big stuff. Here's what the Secretary of State had to say.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, and successful with a president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the Friday.
All right, let's go to our guest now for the rest of the hour. Let's spend a few minutes here, big picture, Ivan. Trump is moving General Flynn's people back in big time, new Secretary of Defense. You know, guys from the Defense Intelligence Agency, folks out of Florida, patriots. This is a historic moment. How would you quantitate for people just in a three-minute, four-minute gestalt about where we are historically?
I think it's an absolutely brilliant move. So I'll discuss later how the path to victory occurs. So we know that there's a path to victory, and it's very simple. Knowing that, but the corporate media does not know that, what President Trump can do has changed the personnel that he wanted to change over the last 4 years but wasn't able to because of the political circumstances. Now he's in a position to, while the hyperventilating media is focused on coronating the former vice president, he can make all of those moves over the next until January, basically 20th, and then onward. So he's already doing it. We saw the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, gone. You should expect to see some other folks that your viewers know their names, hopefully in the next few days. I don't know when that timeline is going to be, but I'm guessing it's going to be very soon. And that's about it. I mean, in terms of there are going to be people that are on board with the agenda of making America great again and following the Constitution. A couple things I want to say, though, just to correct you when you open up the segment, I'm no longer with Yippie. That's one. But then the other piece is, I don't listen to
that's just the bio they gave me. It doesn't matter. So we'll do your bio when we come back on the other side. But let's talk about this right now, okay? Let's talk about the reality of where the country is.
Where the country is?
What would you historically call this point?
I mean, there's about half the country, or probably less at this point, that is living in a fiction land, la-la land, if I call it. And then there's a growing number of folks that are trying to look into reality to determine what's actually going on. And I think they're not able to because there are very few sources of information that project the realities on the ground based on the laws, based on the Constitution. And that's really why I came out to really do a really hard media press to push out what is actually the legal framework for electing a president. No one's doing that over at CNN. John Brennan doesn't even know the Constitution, apparently, based on what he just said. Same thing with Cuomo and then the rest of the folks. And again, I'll reiterate, I do not listen to Fox. I do not listen to CNN. I listen to the Constitution. I've sworn to take an oath to defend it multiple times, And that's why the president's going to win, because it's not only the popular vote that gets you the electors. It's four components: popular vote, the state's legislature, the governor of that state has a role, as well as the other candidate on whether or not they're going to contest the race. If you give me an opportunity, I'll lay that out in the next segment.
Absolutely. So Ivan Ranklin's here with us, constitutional lawyer. Give people, because I got your old bio here, your accurate bio in 30 seconds.
Constitutional lawyer for the purposes of this discussion.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to lay all this out with Ivan. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we've got a map he's put together that's very, very accurate. And we've suddenly seen the map switch on CNN just insanely. So a lot of crazy stuff is going down. They're going to write about this for hundreds of years. This is such a historic moment. I can normally handle stress. I'm fried. I mean, the day after day of this, this is such insane level stuff. That, I mean, you'll never see this for hundreds of years again. This is the most. This is going to govern the entire future coming up. So tell everybody you know, tune in right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, mainstream corporate media has been caught with their pants down. They said on Saturday that Biden had won with 270. The President Trump's 214. With all these states still counting and with all the evidence of fraud coming out, they said, oh, there's no fraud. It doesn't exist. And now suddenly today, CNN and all the sites have flipped it back. And they've got 200 plus electoral votes still on the board. What in Hades just happened? But hiding in plain view, they're telling you that he is president-elect, meaning Joe Biden, just like we were told that Hillary Clinton is president-elect 4 years ago on the cover of Newsweek. But it wasn't true. It was all lies. But if mainstream media says something, it must be true. That is the incredibly historic moment we're at. Having great Skype problems with our guests, no big deal. And we'll get him on tomorrow. The point is that he's put a good map together. Ivan Raikland, constitutional lawyer, patriot, laying all of this out and how big this victory for Trump's going to be, bigger than 4 years ago. And I believe we do have our guest here with us. We'll work on the sound for a moment and get him up. But this is a big deal. And again, you know, as we were saying this 5 days ago, we were saying it 2 days ago, we were saying it a day ago, we were saying the numbers aren't right, all these races are undecided. The Democrats said that they were going to keep all of this open no matter what. All votes had to be counted. But suddenly they froze it when Trump was winning and said, no, we can't do that. So big picture, this is an amazing time to be alive. Ivan Raikland is a former Green Beret, a patriot, constitutional lawyer, works with General Flynn, a lot of things, but he's here today as a citizen. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's done an amazing amount of work looking at the numbers. Biden, 233 is what he's predicting. Trump, 305. But Trump's got to make every move just right. Ivan, tell us about what's unfolding, and let's start breaking this down. Thanks for joining us.
Now, thanks for having me, Alex. So let's take a look at the map. You got it up?
Yes, sir. We'll put it up.
I can talk folks through it. So here we go. The key thing to know about this, the media is only using projections of the voters. That is not what the Constitution outlines. There are four components to determining how the electors are going to be selected and how they will vote. The first component is the popular vote in all states. The second component, the legislature of that particular state, and then the governor has a role in it. And lastly, the other candidate, if it is uncontested, also has a role. Now, if it's contested, they have a role. And that's how I determined using those four components.
And that's the law. But CNN tells us if the media says so, that's who the winner is.
And But
Newsweek said Hillary won 4 years ago. So is she president?
Right, exactly. So you have four components, each of them weighted criteria to determine the different coloring scheme from safe, likely, leans to tilt. And on the left side, you can get a further explanation of how I did my further.
And again, you got to love Skype, ladies and gentlemen. Since Microsoft bought it, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Ivan was on, though, yesterday with the War Room and then on the Election Aftermath 79 Days of Hell program that we have from 7 to 9 p.m. every night. So maybe we'll just fly Ivan down here. That'll be the best way to do this, because I've learned to cut bait at a certain point. and we will cut bait at this point and get Ivan on the very near future. Let's go to band.video, though. There are two videos he did yesterday. Did a great job. Didn't have any problems laying all that out, and he does it all here. I'm going to give the number out now. We're done with the interview. Thank you. I'm going to give the number out here. I want to take your phone calls. We haven't taken calls in a few days, specifically about what you think about what's happening, this historic moment we're in, and what's unfolding. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We'll open the phones up, and you'll be able to get through on air. 877-789-2539. I'm going to move very quickly through your phone calls. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be coming on. He predicted the firing of the head of the CIA, the firing of the defense secretary a few weeks ago here on air. He also said last week, and it's got like almost 5 million views at band.video. It's one of our biggest videos, that there's really secret watermarks and it's a sting operation. I think he credibly believes that. I'm not saying he's 100% right. I'm going to ask him about that here on air. I certainly hope that's the case. But what about the old-fashioned sting of dead people voting? Or what about the old-fashioned sting of these CIA-connected groups breaking in with Operation Scorecard? And, of course, this other operation with this Dominion software and the Hammer. So we're going to be talking about all of that coming up. I mean, I'll go to your calls. They open the phone system up right now. I'll just randomly take calls. I don't even need their names. I'll just, boom, just go to your call there. You know what I mean? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. I'll take a minute or two to get the computer system fired up. But we're taking your phone calls in the middle of this historic moment we're in. Just the level of the insanity is so crazy. I can't even describe it, obviously. This is the real deal. A globalist foreign attempt to take over the country and so much more in America waking up and fighting back. And the media gaslighting us to give up, the war's over. Trump lost when none of that's true. I mean, this is crazy. But they were going to lose, so what else are you going to expect? We've already seen hoax after hoax after hoax. What do you think Trump should do next? What's your view on all this? I say pray and be very, very visible and very, very politically active against these bullies, because if they're able to get Biden in, he's owned by the Chi-Coms, they're going to exploit and break this country up big time to bring down our dollar value and launch this new world order global currency for the Davos Group. This is an important moment. It's World War I, World War II. This is so ultra massive. Just pray to God for discernment and focus. We're going to go to break. Come back with your phone calls. America in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming if Biden gets in. Depression, collapse. I said 2 months ago we had that big sell to sell out most of the products in case Biden got in. I hope Trump stops it. I hope it happens. But we need to be able to operate with a bank account that has money. They may shut down shopping carts. Supply chains are breaking down. We have all the products in stock now. We have all the supplements. We have it all at InfoWarsStore.com now. We're able to get it out to you. The high-quality storable foods, all of the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration, the air filtration, the emergency shortwave radios, the emergency radios, DNA Force Plus, it's so good for your cells. Cleans out your telomeres, your mitochondria, so good for your immune system. PQQ, the CoQ10, it's 50% off. Free shipping, triple Patriot points. Alpha Power, a year sold out. And it's back in stock, especially the dry version of Supernova Vitality. It is amazing with all the different ingredients it's got in it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. One other leading competitors only have 3 to 5% curcuminoid. We have 95%. So good for your cells. So good for inflammation. So good for your joints. So good for your body. And antioxidant as well. Biotris Selenium from the mustard seed. Highest quality you're going to find. 50% off. Back in stock. Free shipping. Ultra 12. Amazing for your stamina, focus, everything. Highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue, 50% off, plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's free shipping and a big discount. It's going to sell out soon. All the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, great for adults, great for children. Kava Chill, amazing for focus, good, clean chill at night. Not to sleep, just have a good relaxation. It's amazing, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Your calls to Dr. Steve Pachinik, straight ahead. This is the InfoWar. This is 1776 Worldwide, countering the globalist move in 2020. America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, we are live in defiance of the globalists that wanted to silence us ahead of this globalist AI, big tech censorship power grab. But despite all their efforts, thanks to you, the supporters of this broadcast, we are still on air. And thanks to all those great affiliates, America fights on in this battle. And people didn't know about the New World Order 30 years ago. They barely knew about it 10 years ago. So even though we're in a fight of our lives and basically, I'd say we're 50-50 in this battle right now on a nice edge, a razor's edge. Look how far we've come, and look how the globalists have been exposed as Chinese globalist communist agents, and the New World Order's in trouble, and Epstein and the Clintons are in trouble, and all their different operatives are being fired, and all hell's breaking loose. Amazing things are happening. And I want to salute this crew as well. You know, it's easy to be a Satanist and only have fun and only care about yourself and not care about the world and not be informed, but this crew is just like I am. They really passionately care. They really passionately get hurt by the news they have to cover. But we don't turn away from the pain. We turn into the pain because that's where we find victory, is taking it on and not denying it, but dealing with it. So I want to thank the crew, the incredible job they're doing. And with Ivan Raiklin, great constitutional lawyer, great guy. He did two breakdowns on Trump's path to victory and the real numbers. Very well researched. That are at band.video. I hope you share those. And I will invite him back on the show maybe in the next few days via the telephone, because the Skype problems were just insurmountable. Okay, let's go ahead and take phone calls. We got Joe, we got Jay, we got Zach, we got Randy, we got Dennis, we got Scott, we got Scott, we got Ryan, we got Brian. We got Kevin and Ken on the board, and I'm taking them all before Spachetic joins us. So let's just boom, go to your calls right now. Ryan in the great state of Texas, you're on the air, sir.
You and Alex?
I sure do, my friend.
Hey, so I had a T-shirt idea that I thought I'd pitch to you. I was thinking maybe a Che Guevara S that, you know, that you see all the students in the communist indoctrination compounds, otherwise known as college, you know, the black and white type T-shirt.
The re-education centers where they wear red shirts with Che Guevara, maybe just have a skull wearing the Che hat and say communism kills, or what's the idea?
Well, I was thinking maybe having a picture of your ugly mug up there with a bullhorn, maybe something out of Endgame.
I hear you, brother. What do you think about this election? Next step for Trump?
I think he needs to defeat the corporate media. Nah, I don't know.
I'll say this. Let me ask each caller this. Where is Trump? I mean, he's given two little speeches, one election night, the next day in the early morning on November 4th. And then he gave one other little thing about the poll. I mean, where the hell is the president?
All I can think is he's got to have some kind of a plan, and that's all the faith we all need to have. I don't really know.
Oh, I know he's got a plan. I mean, he's kicking out all the globalists finally and taking action and challenging election fraud. But, man, that's why Ivan Raiklin's so important as a constitutional lawyer. He's looked at the law and getting the legislatures involved now and getting us mobilized to push legislatures to step in and demand real investigations. They have the power, not the county clerks, you know, not even the bureaucrats. It's got to be the legislatures.
I agree. I think that we all just have to have faith and continue to mobilize the way that you're doing and keep up the good work, and I listen to you every day.
I'm trying, brother. Thank you, Ryan. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in New York. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how are you?
Good, brother.
God bless, man. Listen, I just want to get, it's not a deep dive analysis. I was in New York City the day of the announcement of the Joe Biden fraud. And my son and I were driving around with our Trump hats, kind of looking for fellow Trump people to kind of like protest. And we went in front of Trump Tower, and you couldn't even get near it. It was like a block, you know, cordoned off. And then we got surrounded by lunatics with the Joe Biden signs. And the funny thing is, none of them had real Joe Biden signs. They're on cardboard boxes, drawn on there, you know. But then we turned the corner, and they saw our Trump hats. And they literally, and I'm talking about like, 14-year-old girls got out of their car, started banging on our car, yelling at us, blasting the F Trump song. And, you know, if it's going in that direction, God knows where it's going to go once they flip this.
Well, that's why the governor of Florida has prepared basically troops and everything else to shoot looters. I agree with you, sir. It's totally insane. We appreciate your courage being out there on the street. You know, they surrounded all the different Trump towers in Chicago, in D.C., New York, and threatened to burn them down. And it's all young, dumb trendies who just literally believe the Chi-Coms and the New World Order and Joe Biden cares about them. It's so pathetic. I appreciate your call, Kevin. All right, we're moving quick here. Let's go ahead and make another call. Let's talk to Randy in Oklahoma. Randy, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
We are ready to lock you into the swamp, brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can, man. I sure can hear you. Yep. I hear every caller. When you guys go on, I hear you.
All right. Listen, one thing real quick for new and some of the newer listeners. Now, as a veteran listener for 10 years, I'm also a Marine Corps vet. I've been tuning in and doing everything I can to take advantage of these products that are the best research, the best quality that's out there. And it's a symbiotic relationship. I hope people that are listening recognize or realize that the way we get this information going and circulating is because they stay healthy and they get the product. They share the information with people. And the operation is
phenomenal. Absolutely, sir. I mean, we're nip and tuck shit on air, but it's such a historic time. We appreciate your support. We love you, Randy, and I really appreciate you. What is your view on the vote count, Trump election, and what's unfolding?
Yeah, the way it shakes out, I think that I'd like to see Trump out there until they can actually launch. I think it's like a 10-day window before they can take certain legal actions, but it would be powerful to Trump to throw the cards down on the table, just like it's been said with Bracken and others, that we've got to lay out the case for the fraud, the virus, you know, the Wuhan labs, the way it was set up. Just put it out there for the public and let the media deal with it. I think Rhodes was on yesterday talking about that. Hey, in the worst case, let's say it goes to the House if they can't resolve it in the courts. And it goes to the House. If you look at Article 12 of the Constitution, it says that the state, that the House will be the one that votes, and each delegation, each state's delegation gets one vote. So you look at how many states have a Republican majority.
Exactly. Trump wins by that scenario, and that's why the Democrats are so scared. You're absolutely right. So even the 20th Amendment scenario defeats them. Thank you so much for the call. God bless you, Randy. This is a huge time to be alive. If Trump just keeps fighting, he's going to win. But the media is going to say he's illegitimate and try to trigger a race war. That's their next plan. They now admit it. We are inside the war zone. The dogs of war have been released. Scott in South Carolina, I agree with your statement. Trump's going hard on New World Order, finally.
Yes, sir, Alex. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, brother.
I think Trump should just fire all missiles. Now is the time. We have this massive caravan. I mean, I've been listening to you for about, I'd say about 9 years. I'm 26. And we've always talked, I mean, we've had callers call in talking about, oh, we need a march on the White House. Well, now was the time. All Trump needed was to see us, American patriots, standing up for him to act. And we're standing up, and he's acting. So I think this caravan that's happening right now, this is a major stepping stone in this great giant puzzle in order to defeat this new world order, is for people to stand up. And I feel like you should be on broadcast television all day long. Like, how come there aren't more patriots just on regular TV? Because I
that's
feel
because
like
Trump and others allowed the total cutoff of society. They still thought we were in America. They don't have much trouble we're in, but that's okay. That's yesterday's war. We move forward now. The enemy's out in the open, and you're absolutely right, Scott. Trump is going hard on the new world order. It's a beautiful time to be alive.
Yeah, I think he's in the basement. I think he's wargaming right now, especially with this caravan and Bowser in D.C. and all this. I think he really is wargaming.
Well, it's critical for everybody to join the caravan tonight in Atlanta, Georgia. It's critical for folks to be Saturday in D.C. I'm going to be there. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can.
You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See clause and letter. License in all 50 states. NLS Consumer Access Network number 330.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is breaking, ladies and gentlemen. And if you look at the map of real contested states where votes haven't all been counted, this thing is wide open. You can go to CNN. You can look at any map you want. Earlier, I was looking like, what's the CNN map? It shows they've reversed all this. Well, it's just another test map they have, which again shows they can do whatever they want. I was looking at their main map a minute ago. They don't even have Trump winning North Carolina or Alaska, but he has won that. And then now you go back to their site, they do have them winning it. So it just goes to show they can do whatever they want. They can play whatever games they want. This is getting truly insane. If they reverse Pennsylvania, if they reverse Arizona and a few other states, that's done. And in the numbers we're seeing coming out, that is happening. But what we do know is a fraud is the mail-in ballots, the dead people voting, the dead cats voting, the saying they're going to contest the election. Let Trump contest it. He's not allowed to. And Alex Jones, your host here, back live. Very honored to be here. All right, let's take a bunch of calls right now. Brian in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast, brother. So excited to have you on with us.
I heard that. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick about the whole Trump thing. I'll go ahead and answer the question before you ask me. I don't know where he's at, and I've been asking myself the same thing. But, you know, honestly, in my heart, I feel like he's kind of just sitting back and pulling the moves he can, and also just, you know, trying to get the American people to stand up and do what they're supposed to, because it's not.
I agree. Also, he wants to get all the evidence of fraud totally concrete before he goes public with it. But if you go back 3 months ago, remember he was at that washing machine factory, and he said, I may be gone for a while because I'm taking on the deep state. Remember that?
Yeah, yep.
What do you make of Brennan, the Wahhabist communist, former CIA director? Think about that. He was a CIA director saying that they need to remove Trump under the 25th Amendment.
I mean, yeah, and that right there should tell everyone who the enemy is straight in their face. And I think, you know, it is time for the people to stop being scared. We need to stand up. I know we haven't been able to, but I also think Trump needs to come out once he does get his data together. He needs to do a massive data dump and just show everyone that he can, you know, all the information he could put out there without compromising our national security and whatnot.
Our national security is gone if the Chi-Coms run things. So I just say release it all. What do you make of Don Jr. agreeing with us and others to just declassify everything?
I agree with him 100%, and I think he's really taking the front, the front line and coming out. And that's what Trump needs to do, too. They all need to do it. I think he needs to come out publicly once he gets his data together and make a public statement calling on the American people, because that'll put the fire underneath some of these people's asses that haven't gone out there and done anything, because they wait for him to take the orders, you know? I mean, some people just don't have that leadership push to get through, but Trump being their idol, if he comes out and says, look, you have to fight for your country and help me stand up against these globalists, I think more people will stand up. I really do.
Beautiful, Brian. I totally agree with you. All right, let's go to Alicia in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm pretty stressed out, actually. I've never been this stressed out in my life.
You have to take some of your supplements then, I guess. Calm yourself down.
I got to remember to take them. Yeah, believe me. I've hurt my body. Without the supplements, I couldn't be operating.
Yeah. I had a question for you, because I feel like people maybe don't fully understand how important this is. I mean, you've mentioned before this is about good versus evil. I believe this transcends politics.
There's not been something. This is bigger than World War II for the whole shape of the world.
Exactly.
I mean, the globalists say they're shutting us down forever. They're going to make us poor and make us capitulate to their communist, socialist, pedophile agenda, literally, to turn our kids over to the sexual brainwashing. They're going to teach in kindergarten. The teachers are going to masturbate the children. The teachers officially are going to molest the children. Remember, Clinton tried to put Jocelyn Elders in to molest the children. She said, reach down when they're five and touch them and teach them, touch them. And I remember hearing the tape of that. It's so creepy. These are pedophiles. And that's their goal, is getting the children's energy. They're vampires. Those of us that aren't pedophiles don't get it. We're like, what the hell? These are psychic vampires, period. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly. So, no, that's fine. So I guess I just wanted to look a little bit more on that instead of just the political angle. I guess I was curious to get your thoughts and for people to hear your thoughts more on, like, the metaphysical angle. So spiritually, dimensionally, you know, what are the ramifications of either side winning, just so people can really understand what this is about?
We just have to expose how cold-blooded it is. Now they're creating a dystopia, so we accept global extermination. Hitler was a beta test. This is the real move. Alicia, why do you think the president's been gone? I mean, I really don't like it. Trump's in hiding. What the hell's going on? That's the real wild card here. Why is Trump missing?
I mean, I like to think that he's focused on his legal battles. He's trying to stay calm. I mean, you've mentioned how stressed you are. I think a lot of people are stressed. I'm sure that he's stressed too.
I agree, but this is an information war. He needs to be resolute desk, laying out the election fraud that's pouring out.
Yeah,
and not
sure.
Twittering where they block his tweets. They cannot stop him at the Oval Office. He must be presidential. He must take on Biden and say he's not president-elect. He is a fraud.
Yeah, well, I guess it's hard to know what's going on behind the scenes. I guess that's why it's great that you have your caravan going. I mean, if we can't see him, at least people can see the support, you know, the support behind him. But it seems like he's working on it, hopefully, at least, I guess. I mean, CNN, you know, changing their map. I mean, that is huge. I mean, I'm in Massachusetts. All my friends are very liberal. You know, I feel like I can't necessarily talk about my viewpoint on this. So I'm hoping that some of them see that. I mean, interestingly enough, I didn't even really come into this, again, from a political standpoint. I really came into this more from the spiritual end, because I recognized what this particular race meant. And so because of that, I've tried to become a lot more involved.
Sure, absolutely.
People need to understand
CNN has thrown out a whole bunch of maps. I saw that earlier and was like, Is that their official map? They're like, yeah, they went and checked it. They've got hundreds of maps. It's all just to confuse everybody. But he did just win Alaska. He did just win North Carolina. That changed the map. So it's all in flux right now. They're not God. You know, Newsweek said Hillary's the president. It's not true. So God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, go ahead.
What's going on, Alex? How are you?
Man, people always ask how it's going on. I'm on the air in Austin, Texas, talking to you, Joe. Man, we're living in crazy times, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, sir. So, yeah, I wanted to touch on the Dominion software voting systems. I actually downloaded their 181-page PDF, and I was spent some time combing through it last night and today, basically to try to dig up everything that I can to understand how the software itself works. Obviously, I'm pretty sure that we all know that 60% majority shareholder is actually Dianne Feinstein's husband, and they had a huge financial backing from the Clinton Foundation, which even though this wouldn't be enough to incriminate and validate fraud, it's most certainly a clear conflict of interest.
Oh, everywhere it's flipping against Trump, never against Biden. That's why all these local races of Republicans are winning now that we're losing as they go and check, and the county clerks get scared and flip back because they can go to jail. Don't hang up, Joe. Since you mentioned it, here's Rudolph Giuliani on with Steve Bannon in the War Room talking just about what you just mentioned.
And that's a combination. Our next guest is going to be Dave Coleman from, I think, the Great Lakes. He's one of these public interest research institutions. This lawsuit is a combination of what Thor was working on in Coleman. Is that correct in Michigan?
Correct. And they both have superior information. Thor has the part of it with the government insiders who basically are turning, let's call it, staged evidence. They are Democrats who are testifying against a Democratic effort because they were so disgusted. That's basically Thor's people. Coleman has the community people, and he's got the Dominion people. And they were the ones who were the actual, not the poll watchers, the observers, who were excluded, who were lied to, but two of whom stayed behind after all the Republicans had been left out. And they're the ones who got the evidence on the 100,000 votes coming in. And they have some photographs also. You put those two together, and you've got some very, very powerful evidence that that room at the Cobb Center, I think it was a complete, let's make up the votes room. How much do we have to make up, and let's get there?
Absolutely. The Democrats want to burn down America. They say they're going to cheat. They've been caught. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, so kind of following up on Rudy, I think I have a pretty good understanding now of how they actually got those vote totals at the wee hours of the morning after they shut down the polling locations in the first place. Now, it all happened within a couple of hours, and it swung by a couple hundred thousands of votes, which would be pretty close to impossible for people to just handwrite ballots. But with the Dominion software voting system, you have a master computer where you can upload any algorithm that would be approved by their software, and it will automatically...
And by the way, all across the battleground states, they did a patch the day before, and then Republicans didn't show up and certify it or even check it.
Yes, absolutely. And now I remember specifically in Philadelphia, I'm pretty close to Philadelphia. The Hill had posted an article, Politico, a lot of people did.
Joe, don't hang up. You're a great caller. I want to come back to you and all these other callers. Hour number three straight ahead, Steve Pachinik is joining us as well with big news. He predicted all these big firings as Trump takes the deep state to the woodshed. We'll be back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.